Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Back goes Hurts. Here comes the rush. He lets it go. He completes it. And in for the touchdown goes Dallas Goedert.
Well, that's what you asked for, Mr. Reese.
Yep.
He stood tall in the pocket, and Dallas Goedert runs a nice route, and he finds him down the field. And he gets banged, but Dallas Goedert is so good at running through contact, and he gets himself into the end zone.
Dominguez kicks. Here's the pitch. Swing and a ball line towards left field. Beerling coming on. He'll make the catch. Marte tags. He's coming home to throw. The tag. He's out. Matt Beerling has thrown out Starling Marte for the final out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. And we're going extras as this game is tied 1-1.
Oh, what a night it was. Two big sporting events last night, both against New York teams. One in South Philly, where the Eagles start their preseason. The other one up in Queens, New York, where the Phillies, in the heat of a pennant race, managed to win against Max Scherzer and the Mets. Incredible baseball game. We're going to talk about the Eagles first, in part because Mike Sielski. I'm Glenn McNamara with Mike Sielski, and we were both at the Eagles game last night. But we will not ignore those fightin' Phils. So, Eagles preseason, as we said, opens last night. Game notable for plays involving both quarterbacks. We'll start with Jalen Hurts and his performance. And one play in particular, Mike, I know you focused on. He is the one player that everybody is focused on right now. He's received mixed reviews through training camp. All right, so he's in for one drive, 6 for 6, 22-yard pass to Dallas Goedert, where Hurts really nicely placed the pass so that Goddard had a chance to make the catch. 28-yard throw to Quez Watkins that Hurts released as he was kind of running to his right. Scrambling touchdown that got called back. I want to start with this. I know what's top of mind for you, but what did you think overall? Overall, how do you rank Hurts' performance? Mike Sielski.
First things first, good morning.
Good morning.
How do I rank Hurts?
We got it late. I just want to get right
No, of it. Let's do it. Overall, very good. You can't argue with 6 for 6 for 80 yards and a touchdown. Although, having said that, I think those of us who have followed the Eagles for a long time do remember a quarterback named Sam Bradford.
Come on now.
Going 10
come
for 10.
Come on. You're going there already?
I just
5 minutes after 10, you throw the wet blanket.
I just want to maintain a measure of perspective is all I'm saying.
Okay.
But no, overall, Jalen looked very good. And of course, we have the one play where he takes the late hit out of bounds.
All right. Let's get there. I read your column this morning. I spit my coffee out, two paragraphs in. Well written, though. I'll give you that.
Thanks.
Yes, this is the other play. This is the play that certainly deserves some discussion. It was on that one drive, and Hurts goes back looking for a receiver, breaks the pocket. Here's what happens.
Down and 5. The ball on the New York 35-yard line. Again, the shotgun. Hurts with Miles Sanders to his right. Takes his drop. He's looking. He's flushed out of the pocket. He's rolling. He is still rolling, and he runs out of bounds and takes a late hit as he crosses the 35-yard line. This is the thing you worry about, but it's going to cost the Jets 15 yards.
Okay. Tell me what you saw, Mike Sielski.
Well, it goes without saying, we all saw a really dirty hit by
Quincy Williams,
excuse me, Jets linebacker.
Yep.
That goes without saying. It was absolutely a bad play. Robert Saleh, The Jets coach was upset at Williams after the game. In the heat of the moment, Nick Sirianni is screaming across the field, reacting like every Eagles fan did, I'm sure.
Well, did you see, I think Barstool put it out, that great, they put the picture last year of the woman from Havertown.
Yes.
God bless her. I forget her name. She lives kind of near me, who is screaming at the ref, and then they superimposed Nick underneath it.
It was quite similar.
It's the same. Nick's one of us.
Which is, and totally understandable.
Yeah,
totally
read lips
get it.
There?
Yeah, exactly. The thing that, I don't know, bothered might be a little too strong a word, but what I would have liked to have seen from Hurts on that play, both Sirianni and in his call, Merrill Reese described Hurts as being flushed out of the pocket. Go back and watch that play. He's not flushed out of the pocket. He has a lane to throw the ball. He's not under any pressure, and he takes off and runs. Now, this is a preseason game. This is a young quarterback. I get that. Personally, I would have preferred, and I think the Eagles, if you, you know, held their feet to the fire and shot them up with sodium pentothal, would tell you they would have preferred that Hurts hang in there and try to find a receiver downfield a little bit longer. That's the big question about him.
Mm.
And the fact that he took off and ran as quickly as he did, that's it kind of reinforces, I think, the little bit of a worry you have about.
All right. Well, your point of view did get some support in your column from one A.J. Brown, who told you what?
Well, he said after the game that he wanted to see, and he told Hurts after the play when they were on the sideline, that he wanted to see him slide, you know, get rid of the ball or get down, especially during a preseason game, right? Like, everybody knows that Jalen Hurts' mobility is probably his greatest strength as a quarterback. And so don't do the thing you can already do. Push yourself, test yourself. That's part of the reason that the season is so intriguing. Is the Eagles need Jalen Hurts to push himself to see what kind of quarterback he can be.
Okay, so he gets up, and to his credit, well, first of all, he's not hurt, which is great. And second of all, he just shakes it off, goes back, and doesn't get rattled by it, which to me was a very good sign.
Yes.
I liked the way the Eagles' offensive line, I guess Mailata, rushed over there and didn't get himself thrown out, but let it be known, this is BS. So I liked the way the Eagles' team reacted. And then, of course, they drive for the touchdown, which was great.
Yes.
Okay.
Totally great. And the first-team offense was humming. That's what you want to see from a first-team offense in a first preseason game.
Okay. The cautionary tale to all this that occurred last night is the Jets quarterback, Zach
Wilson.
Thank you. Zach Wilson, I said Zach Brown. Zach Wilson decides to take off on one play, and he ends up, and it appeared to me, non-contact, right? It happened before.
Nobody touched him.
Right. His knee buckles, and it appears, they're going to find out today, that he may have torn his ACL in the first preseason game of the year. He could be out for the entire year. What are you doing running the ball? Which is kind of, you know, where you're going.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I'm not somebody who believes that just because a quarterback is mobile and runs the ball that he's necessarily at greater risk of injury. You could run
I agree.
You know, you could run to avoid injury, to avoid a big hit.
Yeah.
Just in this situation, everybody wants to see Hurts stay in the pocket and deliver the ball.
Okay. You're out of your mind.
Okay.
Because
not the first time I've been told that.
What you say is not incorrect. But that it overshadows, at least this is the way I infer it, it overshadows a really good performance. It's the Jets. And yeah, it's the first preseason. And yeah, I'm not going to put him in the Pro Bowl, let alone the Super Bowl, let anything else. But the big narrative of the entire training camp has been, boy, is Hurts up to it. I don't know. It didn't look very good. He was 10 for 21 with, you know, whatever stats. And it looks pretty shaky. He was pretty close to perfect last night. Again, long road to go, but I could not have scripted a better first game for Jalen Hurts in terms of what I saw on that field.
As my wife will tell you, Glenn, I'm the guy who looks at the perfect Christmas tree and stares at it, steps back away from it, and says, you know what? The star on top is a little crooked.
Okay. Well, that's what you're doing. All right, that's what you're doing. 215-592-9494. Okay, a couple other things off the game. First team kind of played one drive on each. Both looked good. Defense, I think, gave up 11 yards on its drive, got off the field. Second unit comes on, and is looking pretty good. And I wanted to talk to you in particular about a couple of guys on the second unit of the defense. And I want to play one play. This is two rookies looking good on one play.
That's Breece Hall, and Dean gets into the backfield to make that tackle for no gain.
That was on cue right there.
No, that was a little quicker than I thought.
That's okay.
Okay.
If you watch the game, I think everybody knows the play you're talking about. Where
yeah, our friend Ross Tucker giving you that very quick analysis along with Scott Graham, which is Jordan Davis and N'Kobe Dean. Mm-hmm. Davis collapses the offensive line. N'Kobe Dean makes the tackle. Mike Sielski, this is the future of the Eagles.
I think there's a decent chance it is, actually. I mean, you watched Jordan Davis in that game last night. It did not take long for the Jets to start double-teaming him at the point of attack because they had to double-team him at the point of attack. He has the chance to be a really, really forceful player for them along the defensive line. And that's there's a trickle-down effect to that, right? Like, all of a sudden, if you look at their tape from last year, you see Josh Sweat, you know, playing inside.
Right.
You don't have to play him inside anymore. You can just send him after the quarterback because you've got Jordan Davis out there collapsing the pocket. And then, of course, N'Kobe Dean behind him. It's nice to be able to see competent linebacking play from the Eagles.
Yeah, and he wasn't the only one,
He wasn't the only one.
Kaiser White looked really good when he was in there.
Yeah, so encouraging signs all around.
I really, again, it's the preseason, and you know, we've seen teams go 4-0 in the preseason and then stink, but I was looking for some specific things. There are others that we'll talk about. Young rookie offensive linemen I thought looked good. We'll get into some of those things. I do want to, you know what, let me take one call on the Eagles, and then I want to work the Phillies into the first segment. It is the Phillies, what they are doing right now needs to really be trumpeted and applauded. So let me just get Robert, because he's got a thing about the Hurts play. What do you think, Robert?
Hey, well, I think I was the first one to comment on Mike's article today, and I totally disagree with Mike, simply because you play like you practice like you play, and that play, he's out of bounds by 2 yards. Every quarterback in NFL makes that play, runs out of bounds before the hit. He's trying to score, get the crowd into it, and that was a late hit. The guy should have been ejected from the game. Maybe that would maybe deter that, but to say that it was Hurts' fault, which is kind of what the article did say, Mike, is wrong. It's not Hurts' fault. He has learned. He hasn't learned. Sure he has. He ran out of bounds. He didn't try to stretch it into more than it was. So I totally disagree with you on that one.
I'm not suggesting, Robert, and thanks for the call, that it was Hurts' fault that he got hit. What I'm suggesting is that Jalen Hurts tends to leave the pocket before he has to. And even if he had not been hit late on that play, it still would have been, to me, a little bit discouraging to see him leave the pocket as quickly as he did. Because the whole idea of him developing as a quarterback is based around the idea that he needs to be able to stand in there a little bit longer, a little more frequently, to get the ball downfield, to get the ball into the middle of the field. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's get the Phillies in here. I don't want to wait too long. I really want to applaud him. You and I were both at the Eagles game, so we didn't get to watch that exciting Phillies game. I'm kind of following it on my computer as the game's going on. I'm looking at plays on Twitter and so on. But you and I were not able to watch what happened. But let's put in perspective what's going on with this team. You go first.
Well, look, they are 14 games over 500. They just went into the home of the best team, second best team in the National League, the Mets, and beat arguably the best starting pitcher in baseball in Max Scherzer, and did it on a night where their number three starter, Ranger Suarez, and we can talk about him a little bit more in a minute, is going against Scherzer. And particularly what stands out, I think, and what people are excited about is not just that they're winning, it's the way they're winning.
Yep.
They're playing sharp, tight baseball.
Everything Keith Hernandez doesn't believe they can do.
Yeah,
exactly. It's so funny you said that because they really are playing that way now. The defense last night, I saw the bone play was terrific. The Veerling throw that we played at the top. Wow, I didn't know he could make that throw.
Yeah, and I think what gets people around here excited about that in particular is that that was a hallmark of those Phillies teams from 07 to 2011, that they were so sharp and so good defensively, whether you're talking about Rollins at shortstop, Utley at second base, Shane Victorino in center field, Carlos Ruiz behind the plate. They knew how to play the game.
Yeah, in addition to
being able to hit the ball out of the park in virtually any spot of their lineup.
The other thing this team is doing that team, and again, I know it's an unfair comparison to compare this team to a team that won a World Series, went to two, won five divisions, but the other thing that they are doing is they are winning tight games late. The comeback against the Marlins, Alcantara earlier in the week was great.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Scherzer last night because, as you said, Ranger Suarez, and then the bullpen is able to shut down the Mets' offense. Bryson Stott, of all people, is, you know.
We've been taking calls about leadoff hitters for the last 3 weeks. Maybe they can finally move Kyle Schwarber out of that spot.
We'll see, but he certainly did it last night. He's really coming around in terms of, you know, he's not, you believe he's not a 180 hitter. I don't think he's going to be a 300 hitter, but he's going to be a good defensive player who can handle himself at the plate. They're fun. They're exciting. It's really great. No, they're not going to win the World Series, but they're going to make the playoffs. And, you know, steps. If you remember that team, 07-011 team, they made the playoffs in 06.
Yeah.
They got bounced. They got bounced early, quickly. But it was a stepping stone. I believe that you make the playoffs and then you try to go one round further every year. This rule does not apply to the Sixers, but it's a general rule I like to believe in.
You put your finger on the thing that I think, as much as anything, is the reason for why they're winning games in the way that they are. The improvement to the bullpen. That was such a weak spot for them over the last few years. And there is something to be said, I think, for a team thinking that even if we're down, we know the bullpen is going to keep it close and keep us in the game and give us a shot to rally.
Yep. All right. That's what we're talking about today. Pretty simple stuff. Let's get Christopher out in California. Christopher, it's 7:18 in California. Not too early. What's going on?
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey. So I haven't been really this excited for the Eagles. Jalen Hurts looks really, really good. I know he can clean up a couple of things. But the defense looks exciting to see as well. Honestly, this football season looks really, really promising.
Mm-hmm.
I just would like to say something and kind of advocate for Gardner Minshew, though. That dude needs a shot somewhere as a starter in the NFL. That's just wasted talent behind Jalen Hurts being a backup quarterback.
I'm not worried about that. I'm happy to have a veteran like that as a backup if I have a team that I think is going to go somewhere.
Absolutely. I mean, he has been a relatively successful quarterback in the league. He played very well in the one game. He got to start last year against the Jets.
Right.
But you have him on a really manageable contract as about as good a backup as you're going to find in the NFL. But Hurts is the starter of this team.
Yeah. So they're really high on the kid Stinnett that they got from Miami, San Diego State, I think he played.
San Diego, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And I guess he's having a really good camp, and they're liking him a lot. But you can't there's been an argument that if he looks really good, you trade Minshew, get a second or third rounder, and you go with him. But again, if you have hopes to go far this year, and this team really can go far, you do want that veteran presence as a backup.
Look, the reason the Eagles won a Super Bowl in 2017-2018 was because of the backup quarterback they had. And again, Minshew was on a very manageable contract. The fact that he and Hurts cost so little against the cap is what allowed the Eagles to go ahead and make all these improvements in the offseason. If I'm the Eagles, I'm not trading Gardner Minshew.
I agree. It is a beautiful morning in Philadelphia. Well, both the weather, which is actually really nice right now, we're out of that 98 degrees.
Thank God.
In terms of the sports outlook, both teams that are playing right now really looked good last night. Very exciting, and we want to talk to you about that. 215-592-9494. He's Mike Sielski. I'm Glenn Mack. Now, by the way, special guest coming up. Special to me, anyway. 94 WIP, a guy who's been a character on our show before, who I think our listeners like, and just had a birthday. 215-592-9494. Mike Sielski, Glenn Mack, now Saturday morning on 94 WIP.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.